Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Shadow Work Quickie's 5-Minute Inner Child Healing. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, if you're feeling like emotions are running wild lately, well, you're not alone. Ever feel like a roller coaster of feelings just takes over? Like one minute you're laughing out loud, and the next you're drowning in tears. We've all been there, right? That's because navigating complex emotions can be tricky, especially when they seem to come out of nowhere. But what if I told you that a lot of these emotional roller coasters are actually stemming from our inner child? Yeah, that little voice inside us that yearns for love, security, and understanding. This week, we're diving deep into how inner child healing can help us navigate those complex emotions with grace and wisdom. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we embark on this journey. Firstly, acknowledging the existence of your inner child is the first step. It's not about being childish, it's about recognizing that part of you that carries all those beautiful, raw, and sometimes wounded experiences. Imagine your inner child as a little version of yourself from your childhood, carrying all those memories, beliefs, and feelings. Sometimes they get overlooked, forgotten even, but they're always there, whispering in your ear. Secondly, understanding the language of your inner child is crucial. They might express themselves through tantrums, anxiety, or even avoidance behaviors. Pay attention to these signals. It's their way of communicating unmet needs or lingering pain. Imagine them saying, "I need some love," or "I feel scared and alone." Thirdly, practice self-compassion like your life depends on it. You wouldn't scold a crying child, right? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. Remember, you're not perfect, and neither is your inner child. We all make mistakes, experience pain, and learn along the way. Fourthly, create a safe space for your inner child to heal. This could be through journaling, meditation, art therapy, or simply spending time in nature. It's about giving them the space to process their emotions without judgment. Think of it like creating a cozy blanket fort where they can feel safe and secure to share their feelings. Finally, remember that healing is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity, and times when you feel stuck. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and never lose sight of your inner child's strength and resilience. Imagine them as a resilient little warrior who is overcoming every obstacle with courage and grace. You know that feeling when you're trying to solve a problem but just can't seem to get past a certain point? It's like hitting a wall, right? Well, imagine your inner child is facing this wall too there, carrying all those past hurts and anxieties, making it hard to move forward. Maybe you find yourself constantly overthinking situations, or maybe you have a hard time expressing your needs. Those are often signs that your inner child needs some extra love and attention. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed by emotions, perhaps anger, sadness, or fear. Now try to imagine what your inner child was experiencing during that moment. Were they feeling scared, unheard, or alone? By understanding their perspective, you can begin to address those unresolved issues and create a more balanced emotional life. You're not just helping your inner child, you're creating a ripple effect of healing throughout your entire being. So remember, navigating complex emotions doesn't have to be a solitary struggle. Your inner child is right there with you, yearning for connection and understanding. By acknowledging their presence, nurturing their needs, and practicing self-compassion, you can unlock a world of emotional resilience and inner peace. Ready to embark on this transformative journey? Let me know what resonates most with you. Share your thoughts in the comments below or connect with me on social media. Remember, every step you take towards healing your inner child is a victory worth celebrating. See you in the next episode, where we'll explore another aspect of shadow work and inner child healing. Until then, keep shining your beautiful light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.